Hello. Bobby and David Tennant, together at last.
Oh, it's been too long.
Meant to be. Because you did this. You did Saturday morning on Radio 2.
Right, Catherine Tate and I were Jonathan Ross's stand-ins for a while, yes. Yeah. We didn't get the call when he left. It's slightly miffed, I'll be honest.
Well, it's very difficult now because, of course, there's travel to contend with. You didn't have travel back then.
You're right, we couldn't have coped with that.
You know, we've got sport now. It's a whole different game.
They needed a professional
now,
on a different level.
You know, back then, it was easy, David. It was easy.
It's true.
Now it's very difficult.
Yeah.
Look at me. I've printed out emails.
Oh, not only that, it's cross-platform.
Oh.
You've got emails going on.
And it's global.
Yeah,
Ashley in Northern Ireland, she's emailed in. Can you say to David that all his absolute DT fangirls, do you know them?
Not personally, but I've heard it before.
They say a massive hello.
Well, that's very nice. Hello back.
Did you know you were trending last night? You were the number one topic worldwide for hours last night on Twitter.
That's what happens if you get put on with a pig.
Is that what it takes?
Yeah. It takes that kind of commitment to the Twitterverse.
Citali Fabian.
Yeah.
They're not here. They can't correct me. They live in Mexico.
Wow.
And they were having a Twitter party celebrating David Tennant's return to the small screen. Isn't that very good? And they're staying up late to listen to this show and the interview. It's 20 past two, apparently, in the morning there.
Wow.
And Michelle in Nashville, Tennessee, woke up very early to say hello to you.
This is very lovely.
Yeah. And then lots of weird ones about people who saw your pilot, Rex.
Really?
All going, tell him it was really good.
Oh.
There were just too many law shows on. And
Very
kind of industry kind of.
Very industry. Very insider.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to see that. I'm sure it's in a safe at NBC somewhere. I think you get shot if you try and get that out.
Well, maybe that's why they're anonymous. Here's one called Joanne. Start looking for her now, NBC. Back her down. You could do another show about looking for people who've seen the pilot.
Yes, like bounty hunters for pilot leaks.
So obviously single father.
Yes.
Single father, that's all done and dusted. You're making the movie now, but you're in a few movies coming out.
A couple of films coming out next year, Fright Night and Decoy Bride as well.
Decoy Bride sounds like a rom-com
to
me.
It is a little bit of a rom-com.
Loving it.
Yeah.
Who are you romming-comming with?
Kelly MacDonald.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
She's just great. And Alice Eve. Also very great. She's Trevor's daughter. Not that that defines her. She's a bit of a movie star in her own right, frankly. She's currently doing the new X-Men movie, and she's going to be huge.
Oh, wow.
So we got her before she exploded.
Well, is that a British rom-com?
Yeah. Filmed in the Isle of Man and Glasgow.
Well.
Yeah.
You've lived.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going back to New Mexico?
I'm done. I finished, this time last week. We were finishing off.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's next for you? What are you going to do? Or are you just lying down with a rag now?
No, I think there's something else before the end of the year. It's not quite confirmed yet. You know how these things go. Maybe another play. Another play would be nice.
I was just going to say that you should do another play. Because I didn't go to the last one.
So, you want to miss the next one as well.
Yeah, so, that's the great thing about living in London.
If I do another play,
many things to not see.
If I do another play, do you promise you'll come?
I promise.
Yeah?
I promise.
Because you like a bit of a first night. I often see you at a first night.
I do, don't I? Yeah.
If we do another play, you have to come to the first night.
It is terrible. I do feel like I've stood in rooms with warm white wine with you quite a lot.
We have. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry.
Oh, dear. Get it up, love.
I know. Isn't it terrible?
Oh.
Week two, and I'm full of phlegm. Now, look, we're releasing you back into the wild.
Back into the community.
Yes, they're down there. They're waiting. They're probably on little transistors now. He's coming!
Don't be mean to the nice people.
I bigged them up earlier. I said they were washed and sane.
Yeah.
Which many fans of people aren't. So you've done very well.
I'm very proud of my fan base.
Lovely.
And all their fragrant glory.
Yeah, you probably take them out for lunch. Yeah, during the records, kids, he was saying, he'll take you all out to lunch.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
But before you go, you've chosen a song. Now, have you chosen this song for a lady?
No. Yeah, I see. You say you've chosen a song. Let me let you into a clue, listeners.
Oh.
They don't let you just choose a song.
You're given a choice of
two. Can you give us a choice of three, love? Three! Because we don't trust you, really. So, yes, this was one of three songs that I chose for your show.
Is there any reason or you just like it?
I just really like this song. And the last time I was in America for any length of time, I heard this on the radio a lot. And I came back and did a bunch of radio shows and promoted this record, and it hadn't been out in Britain yet, and then it was number one, and I feel personally responsible.
Yeah.
I think this song
has something to do with romance for you, I think.
It really isn't.
I think it's so romantic.
It is a lovely song.
It is.
And do you know, I saw John Barrowman singing it the other night. Yeah.
I can only imagine what an oral treat that was.
It was glorious.
David Tennant, thank you very much for being our guest today.
Thank you, Graham. It's been a real pleasure.
Here's Owl City, Fireflies. You would not